Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 7. We'll read the first five verses together. We'll read this passage responsively. A good name is better than precious ointment, the day of death than the day of one's birth. It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, for that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to his heart. Sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance the heart is made better. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is the house of mirth. And let's finish on verse 5 together. Ready? It's better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for what you've done for us. Father, what was going on in this room today is far more important than anything all over the world. The preaching of the Word of God. Pure, plain, simple, and yet helpful. Father, please use our preacher tonight. Fill him with your power in a unique way. It's obvious the Holy Spirit's here. Now may his presence be able to do his work, please. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Tonight we will have the second part of a sermon that I started last Sunday. I'm going to, first of all, say last Sunday morning I started and I taught you a Bible lesson, actually. It's called Three Biblical Classifications of People. If you did not hear that sermon, I wish that you would get a copy of the sermon. It would help you to better understand last Sunday night's sermon and this evening's sermon. But I am going to I'm going to review, and I want to make sure that you get to follow exactly what's said and done here this evening. Now, I've never had anybody, after I've taught this material, I've never had anyone say to me, that's not in the Bible. Never had anybody say, it's not biblical. Because they can't. Because what I'm going to preach is going to come from the Word of God. The question is not, is what I'm about to teach biblical? The question is, are you willing to live according to the Bible? That's the real question. Are you willing to submit yourself to the words of the God of the universe and you live your life the way He wants? You. I believe that music is a revealer of your spirituality. It is like, if I want to know your spiritual temperature, I can look at your music and I can tell you something about your spiritual condition. I believe this. I think if I look at an individual's music, I'll tell you how close to God they are. I think if I look at a family's music, I can tell you what kind of chaos is going on in that family. If one of the family members in the family is listening to the wrong kind of music, there's tension in the family. They've probably got a bad attitude. Something's not quite right. And so music is a thermometer, if you will, for the individual's spirituality. Music is a thermometer for a family's spirituality. I believe that music is a thermometer for a church's spirituality. Churches today have given in to the rock and roll culture, and they want music that has a worldliness to it, and you can tell about a church based on its music. How many of you ever heard of the great Lester Roloff before? I was with Brother Roloff at a meeting, and I watched him do something. I was amazed. We were somewhere. He stood up. I was sitting on the platform. And somebody got up at the beginning of a service and did a song, and I mean they got to bebopping around up there and got to virtually dancing around and had a rock beat to the song. I watched Brother Roloff stand up, came over, and he said, that's enough, sit down. We're not going to have that kind of music in a service where I preach. Let's get on with the preaching here. You say, do you think he should do that? You try to get up here and sing a song that's not right and see what happens. We're not going to have that. We're not turning this church over to the inmate. Yep. Warden's going to stay in charge of the music's the old-time way and the way that it ought to be. You show me your music, and I'll show you something about your spirituality. I believe that music is a thermometer that tells us, hey, you show me a Christian school and the music the kids are listening to, I'll show you the spiritual temperature in that Christian school. All the kids are listening to the new, Christian rock and roll, then we've got problems in the Christian school. You say, what in the world could be wrong with Christian rock and roll? You know that the term rock and roll music chick is a ghetto term. It was actually coined by a ghetto disc jockey, and it was a term that was to coin a sexual expression. Rockin' and rollin', read between the lines, you understand what they're talking about? And you tell me that there ought to be a thing called Christian rock and roll? We're teaching teenagers that Christians ought to be rockin' and rollin' in the back seat of the car? Now, come on. Now, to some of you, this is only the introduction. So, we're just getting started. The time to walk out is now before it gets hot, because I'll have you pinned as a sodomite or something before the end of the night. So, if I were you, either set still and smile or leave right away. I tell you, you can tell what shape a Christian school's in. Just look at the music that the teachers are listening to. Look at the music that the students are listening to. And if you got a bunch of rebels in your school, you got a bunch of rock and roll music and country music going on in there that is rebels music. Now, hey, you show me a Bible college and the kind of music that the students are allowed to listen to. You show me the direction of that music, I'll show you the direction of that college. And so, I have some samples here tonight, and this is just my way of getting your attention before we actually get started. But I have some things here tonight. I just pulled out. Somebody gave me a bunch of these things. I apologize. I can't pronounce the names of all of these groups and things, but I wanted to show you something. Here's one that's called, I think, Inkskick, INXSKICK. And I glanced at this thing. I take it that this is a rock and roll group. Does anybody know this? You won't admit to it even if you do, you bunch of cowards. But this is a rock and roll group. And I look at this, and I just turned over the CD cover, and it's got a song on here, just one of a dozen, but it's called Devil Inside. Devil Inside. You want to know something about the music today? A lot of it's got a devil inside. And they're just admitting to it there. And then I picked up this thing. This is a little fold-out from a group called Motley Crue. And God knows, all you got to do is look at a picture of these people, and you know why they call them a Motley Crue. They are definitely a Motley Crue. Here's a song in here that I like this one. It's called Looks That Kill. Talking about you, Brother Bush. You got looks that'll kill you. Here's one called Shout at the Devil. You explain something to me. If you ever heard someone say, that's demonic music, and you say, where do you get that? Will you tell me? They talk about the devil in their music. It's called Shout at the Devil. Here's another one called Smoking in the Boys' Room. Here's another one called The Wild Side and Mr. Feel Good. And here's something that you're really struggling with, Rock and Roll Junkie. There are people in here, you're addicted to your music. You're like a junkie. Matter of fact, try putting it down for 2 weeks and see if you don't go through the DTs, the delirious tremors. See if you don't start convulsing and if you can make it to give up your music. Oh, just all sorts of stuff here. I don't have time to go through all those. Like I said, this is just a little attention getter to get us started here tonight. Here's one. It's by Brooks and Dunn. These are country western fellas. And by the way, I said it last week, I'll say it again. Hey, if you got rebel music and you're wearing cowboy boots, it's no different than a long-haired hippie queer that's singing up there on the stage with his black t-shirt and his black earrings and all that. If it's wrong, it's wrong. If it's wrong, it's wrong. Brooks and Dunn. Now, I don't know. Maybe these aren't popular groups at all. Brother Bajan, you could probably help me with this, but I don't know. But I was looking through here. This Brooks and Dunn. Here's this song on here called Tequila Town. So what are they singing about? Liquor. Liquor. By the way, you just check up on most of your country stars. They spend most of their time in nightclubs singing where there's liquor around. Oh, and they'll wake up Sunday morning and if they sing Amazing Grace, they say they're religious. They're full of religious baloney. They're a bunch of liars. They're out making all the money they can on Saturday night and move in on Sunday morning and try to act religious. On this very same thing by old Brooks and Dunn, they sing a song called, let's see, where is it at? I gotta find it. Yeah, here's another one on this song. It's called More Than a Margarita. Now, margarita is not a woman's name. Talking about alcohol again. and it's full of it. Here's one by Toby Keith. Toby Keith is a country star. You see, what happens is, if I get up and I preach against rock and roll, some of you adults say, amen, Brother Owens, amen, you get those young people. But once you all, you ride around in your four-wheel drive pickup truck, and you're swinging with old Toby Keith, and you think you're right with God. No, you're not. No, you're not, because if that music is full of trash, it's just as wrong as rock and roll music. Oh, Toby, here's a song. I like this. Boy, does this not tell us something about the modern morality. It's the song's title is Who's Your Daddy? That's what you get when you're rock and rolling. Can't figure out who your daddy is. And by the way, the music of the day is so packed full of immorality, it's pathetic. I'm not even giving you lyrics. I'm giving you titles. Here's another one by Toby Baby. It's called Beer for My Horses. Well, that's a good Christian song. And if you listen to Toby Keith, you're not right with God. Beer for My Horses. I thought about writing a song called Cake for My Cow. And Christians will listen to that. And they'll say they're right with God. Here's another one. Let's see. This one is called, here's another one by Toby Keith. And here's a song. I love this bar. And you say, well, Brother Owens, I'd really love to hear him. He loves the bar. Can you put two and two together? Here's another one. Whiskey Girl. Well, that's just country, Brother Owens. What could be wrong with that? You tell me what's wrong with Whiskey Girl. You tell me what's wrong with Beer for My Horses. You tell me what's wrong with I love this bar. Here's another one. Toby Keith has the audacity on this very same album called Shockin' Y'all to also, right beside the song Whiskey Girl, to put a song called If I Were Jesus. You tell me if that old boy ain't got so much pride and arrogance in his life to think that he could sing about Whiskey Girl and loving the bars and turn around and call my Savior's name in the same trashy CD. Here's another one. Oh, you're not going to like this. This is Shania Twain. Shania Twain. Here's a song called, let's see. Oh, here it is. Whose bed have your boots been under? Sound to me like somebody's whoring around? Full of that trash. You say, you didn't mention my favorite artist. If you'd like, you could stand and tell me what it is. I don't want to leave you out. Listen to this. Earlier, we read it, Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse number 5, the Bible says, it is better to hear the rebuke of a wise man than to hear the song of fools. In that passage of Scripture, I told you last week, there are two different kinds of people mentioned. The Bible says it is better to hear the rebuke of the wise man, that's one kind of person, than to hear the song of fools, there's another kind of person. There's a wise person, and there's a foolish person. I did a little Bible study with you last Sunday morning. I said that God breaks people into different categories. I gave you three of them. I said there's the wise person, there's the simple person, and there's the foolish person. Let me quickly remind you of what I told you. The wise person, what is that? A wise person is somebody that wants to live according to the Bible. They seek after Bible principles to live. And when they find the Bible truth, they then live it. They want it. They desire it. They're looking for it. And when somebody wants it, and they desire it, and when they live it, they're a wise person. You see, there are some of you, you have Bible knowledge, but you don't live it. That just makes you an educated fool if you're not living it. You have Bible education, but you're not living the Bible. Knowing what the Bible says does not make you a good Christian. We have Christian school students in this building tonight that could quote 50 scriptures to you, but they're not living those scriptures, so they are not wise. They have the knowledge of the Bible, but they're not living the Bible, and God didn't give you the book as a textbook to study to get an A-plus in class. He gave it to you as a guidebook for life, and you get an A-plus in life.
And so, this wise person is somebody that wants to live according to the Bible. And they seek after Bible truth. And when they find it, they live it. The Bible says in Proverbs 10:8, the wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. There the Bible says, a wise person will receive the commandments of God. The Bible says in Proverbs 8:33, hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. You see, if you want to be wise, you cannot refuse the instruction of the Bible. The Bible says in Proverbs 1:5, a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain into wise counsels. Now there's where we get that definition of a wise person. This wise person, they want God's instruction. They're going to increase their godliness. They're going to look for God's commandments and live them. Now, there's another person I told you about, and that was the simple person. Oh, there are different ways to describe this person, but let me tell you this. The simple person may be someone that really doesn't know the difference between right and wrong. Their life is a little bit like a blank sheet of paper, nothing really written on it yet. Their life has not become complicated. Their life is like a pair of pants without a crease. I have a crease in my pants. A decision's been made here, and a crease has been put in. Well, their life doesn't have creases in it necessarily. It's kind of a blank page. Matter of fact, the simple person, when they do wrong, it's not because they're rebellious. They just didn't know. When they do right, it's not because they know the Bible teaches right. They just happened on to the right. They don't have the facts. They don't have the bottom line. They don't have the truth. So you've got this simple person who does not know how God wants them to live. If they don't live right, it's because they don't know how. The Bible says in Psalm 119, verse 130, the entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. See, the simple person, they don't have understanding. God wants them to have it, but they don't have it yet. In Proverbs chapter 8, verse number 5, the Bible says, O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be of an understanding heart. In Proverbs 14, 15, the Bible says, the simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. What's that mean? The simple believeth every word. Simple people believe the last thing they heard. That doesn't necessarily mean the last thing they heard was what the Bible said, but the last thing they heard was the best thing they had heard, so that's what they believe. Now, some of you are simple here tonight. There are some things that you're doing, you don't know why. You may be doing some things that are bad or wrong, but you're not doing it because you're a rebel against God. You did not know. There may be some of you, you're doing right, but you don't know why you're doing right. If you're simple, I understand simple people. New Christians are simple people. They get saved, they don't know how they're supposed to live. They need someone to help them put the proper creases in their life. They need someone to take their blank sheet of paper and write God's truth on it, and then the simple person, once they're taught the Bible, ought to respond to it and become a wise person by living what they're taught. So you have the wise man, he's looking for truth. When he finds it, he lives it. You have the simple man, however he's living, he's not doing right or wrong based on the Bible. He is simple to that which is right or wrong. And then finally, you have the third person, the fool. This person rejects right. They run from right. They don't want to do right. They choose not to do right. They even despise the doing of right. And right and wrong is not up to the human being. That is called situation human ethics. That's called humanism. Right and wrong is not up to you, or 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 me. Right and wrong is up to the God of the universe. Say, how are we ever going to know what right and wrong is? He gave us a book. He printed it in black and white, and he said, don't you dare tamper with what I've given you. He even says there's a curse on those people that take words out or put words in. He said, I've told you right and wrong, and don't you use your human reasoning. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Now the foolish person, they despise right. They reject right. They don't want to do what's right. The Bible says this. It says in Proverbs 17:16, wherefore, is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he hath no heart to it? What it means is, it says here, if there were a price placed on wisdom, the fool would say, I wouldn't pay for it. If you could buy a truckload of wisdom today for a penny, if you're a fool, you'll reject it. You'll say, I'm not going to pay any money for that. My heart's not in it. My heart's not in. Hey, and let me tell you something. The reason why some of you will disobey the preaching about music is because your heart's not in being dedicated to the Lord. Your heart's not in selling out to God. The Bible says that the fool despises wisdom. Proverbs 23:9. Speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the words of thy wisdom. Let me tell you something. I don't have any wisdom of my own. The only wisdom I have borrowed. I got it from the Book of Wisdom. And what you're actually doing, when you despise the words that come out of my mouth, if they're back with that book, you're not despising me only. You're despising the words. Right there, the words of the wisdom that God's given me. When I give you the Bible, that's not my wisdom, that's borrowed. That's borrowed from somebody that's never failed in giving proper wisdom, and that's from God. If you sat there tonight and you despise me because I teach you against bad music, you must be a fool according to the Bible. Are you calling me a fool? No, I'm telling you how a fool behaves. When I teach you from the Bible and you despise it, you're acting like a fool. Hey, fools are void of wisdom, the Bible says. Proverbs 15:7, the lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doth not so. Foolish people don't have anything worth your listening to. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And when you're foolish in heart, foolish words are going to come out of your mouth. Because whatever is in your heart in abundance is going to come out of your mouth. I gave you a verse last week. It's found in Psalm 14, verse 1. The Bible says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Now, actually, that means the fool has said in his heart, no to the God that is. Because when a fool says, there is no God, does that eliminate God? If an atheist says, there is no God, is there still a God? So he is saying no to the God that is. And that's exactly what some of us Christians do too. We say no to the God that is. We say, no, God, you'll not control me. No, God, you'll not control my life. No, God, you'll not control my body. No, God, you'll not control my mind. No, God, you'll not control what radio station I listen to. No, God, you'll not control the CD player in my home. No, God, you'll not control the tape player in my truck. No, God, you're not going to control my music. That's up to me. You show me that in the Bible. You show me where you're to make the decision about what you listen to. The Bible says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. The Bible very clearly teaches us what we're to listen to. And if you listen to something else, you have popped in human reasoning, you've popped in human, what we call situation ethics, where you decide the situation and what you want to do with it, and that is wrong. You have become your own God. Each person here will fit into one of those categories, wise, simple, or fool. I can't go into all the teaching because we've got to get to the sermon of the night. But the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse number 5, it says, it is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. So the Bible says, if someone is wise, they will rebuke God's people. Rebuke? That's what it says. The wise person will rebuke God's people to keep them from listening to the song of the fool. If you're sitting there tonight and you say, well, I'm not sure what you're doing tonight is wise, then you don't believe the Bible. Because the Bible says it's better to hear the rebuke of a wise man than to hear the song of fools. That means this. These people called fools, they produce music. That's what the Bible says. There's music produced by fools. What are fools? God rejectors. What are fools? People that reject the truth. They don't want the truth. They run from the truth. They don't want anything to do with the truth. They want to do it their own way. Fools say, let me reason through this for myself. Wise people say, God's already reasoned through it. I'm to obey what God says. You say, well, Brother Owens, if you can show me where the words rock and roll are used in the Bible, I'll believe it. They're not in there. It's not what God calls it. That's a term that man came up with. Remember, it's a sexual expression. Rocking and rolling. It's not in there. Well, you show me where country music is mentioned in the Bible, and I'll believe you. It's not in there. You show me where rap music's mentioned, or New Age, or Christian rock. No, it's not in there. I can't show it to you. It's not in the Bible. Who told you that it was? God doesn't call it that. He said, what does that God call it? The Song of the Fool. The Song of the Fool. Let me show you what the Bible says a fool will behave like. Let me show you the elements of the Song of the Fool. Now, there are people that produce the music. They sing it. They play it. And there are those that listen to the Song of the Fool, which means they're behaving foolishly too. If you're listening to the Song of the Fool, guess, you know what the Bible says? You're going to become like who you spend time with. The Bible says that we're to listen to psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. And the Bible says that they will teach us and admonish us. Every bit of music you listen to becomes your teacher, and the artist becomes the lecturer. You know, some of you're looking at me like you think I'm the idiot. Your problem is you've not had anybody stir your nest enough about the kind of music you listen to, and you need a revival in your family. And what you would have to do is change the way that you live, and you would have to change the music you listen to, and you are not willing to do that for God. What are the ingredients of the Song of the Fool? Last week I said, number one, the Bible says, one who sings a song of fools think that sin is humorous. Proverbs chapter 14, verse number 9, the Bible says, fools make mock at sin. They make mock at it. I taught it last week. I don't have time to go into it this week. Number two, one who sings the song of fools can cause his or her parents sorrow. The Bible teaches this. It says, Proverbs 17:25, a foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to her that bare him. What's it mean? Number one, if you listen to the song of the fool, you are causing bitterness and sorrow to your heavenly father. That's the most important one. Say, why should I change my music? If you love God, you'll keep His commandments, John 14:15, which means this. If you won't keep His commandments, there's a lack of love. Don't you stand up and say, I just love my Savior, then crank out your rock and roll jam that spit in His face and try to say that you love Him. You don't love Him like you're supposed to. You show me young people listening to music they shouldn't listen to, I'll show you young people that are not obeying mom and dad. I'll show you young people that have a rebellious spirit. And some of you parents are saying, what's wrong with my kids? Go to their room and look and see what kind of music they're listening to. And when it's violent, evil, nasty, rebellious, authority-hating music, and you want to know why, they talk back, sneak out, sleep around, cuss, rebel, where do you think they're getting it? They're sitting in their room with a teacher called music. They're sitting with the fools and pumping the fools' music into their head. And who are they going to act like then? Fools. Fools. But that's all review. And God knows we're only going to get to a couple points. Number three, one who sings the song of fools is wild and destructive. One who sings the song of fools, according to the Bible, by the way, are wild and destructive. Proverbs 17, verse 12 says this, let a bear robbed of her whelps meet a man rather than a fool in his folly. Now, there's some bear around here. And let me tell you something. If you ever see a bear cub, it's best that you leave it alone. Because wherever the cub's at, mama ain't far behind. If you go mess with a cub, you go mess with a baby bear, and mama comes around, she's going to rip your face off. Now, for a couple of you, it'd be an improvement, but I don't recommend it that way. Plastic surgery's the way to go. And God said, watch out now. A mama bear, and you mess with her whelp, you mess with her baby, she'll be furious. She'll tear you apart. She'll tear your house down to get to you. God said, let a bear robbed of her whelps meet a man, rather than a fool in his folly. It's talking about fools are destructive. Fools are vicious. Fools are wild. You're better off beating a mama bear, having shoulder cuffs, than coming in contact with the destruction of a fool. And have we not seen the destruction of fool's music on the American society? Have we not seen what it has done at Columbine? Have we not seen what it has done to our public school system? Have we not seen what it has done all over America today? The morality of our country, the filthy rap music, rock music, country music, and the country music of today is the rock and roll of 10 years ago. Have we not seen the destruction? You see, one who sings a song of fools is wild and destructive. You see, there is a tearing up of morality, the tearing up of patriotism, the tearing up of authority. They're just destructive. Hey, I don't know how it happened, but when I was a young man, I never went to a rock concert. I never did. But I've talked to many who have, and they said they're wild, there's fights. One person told me they're at a rock concert. They heard a big stir going on in the balcony ahead of them, and some guy thought that he was a bird, and six guys were getting they threw him off the balcony, and they caught him just in time before he smashed into the ground. You watch some of the rock videos. You do anyway, but you watch some of the rock videos. You'll see them. They're taking guitars, smashing them into the ground, kicking holes in drum sets, tearing up PA systems. They're not only physically destructive, they are destructive to morality. I have here a few samples of things that were given to me from some wise people that gave up their filthy, rotten devil music. Here's something from AC/DC. And so you know, AC/DC, you say, Brother Owens, those are just abbreviations. Right. AC/DC, alternating current, direct current, that is a group that is advertising bisexuality. They plan to have a woman, but if I can, I'll have a man. Here it is. They're destructive. Listen to this. Here's a song called Evil Walks. You know, the Bible commands you to stay away from evil. That means if you're listening to that kind of trash music, you're not right with God. AC/DC sings Breaking the Rules. Just like Motley Crue and Smoking in the Boys' Room. You know what it was about? Song about actually smoking in the boys' room. And in it, they use the words, hey, teacher, up with your rules. No wonder we have kids carrying shotguns around and blowing one another away. They listen to filthy, rebellious music and turn around, sneaking around, smoking in the boys' room. Let's smoke a gun in. Hey, let's steal and swipe and run and rape. Let's just pillage the world. Why? That's what the music teaches. That's what they listen to. 90% of all music sales in the United States of America is rock and roll music. We're in trouble, buddy. We're in trouble. AC/DC sings a song, Evil Walks, Breaking the Rules, Inject the Venom. Sounds real good, doesn't it? I've got a sample from Aerosmith. This isn't somebody that makes hunting arrows, okay? Aerosmith, listen to this. Here's a song called Young Lust. No wonder we have little boys and girls losing their virginity at 11 and 12 and 13 years old. When you sing about young lust, no wonder we have child pornography running like a river in America today. We have filthy music promoting it. Love in an elevator. They're not talking about exchanging Valentines down at the elevator at the courthouse. Here's one called Janie's Got a Gun. I imagine so. Probably got more than one. Here's a good one for you Christians. Don't get mad, get even. Exactly contrary to what the Bible teaches. And I'm not even giving you lyrics because there's some of you could help me with the lyrics. If I gave you lyrics, we could be here all night. Because the lyrics are worse than the titles. One who sings a song of fools will be wild and destructive. Let me prove it to you. Those of you that listen to rock and roll music, got a temper problem?
Yes, sir.
Those of you that listen to bad kind of music, got a temper problem? Can't control yourself? The harder the music, the worse the temper. Why? Teaches you no restraints. Filthiest music in America right now is rap.
Yes, sir.
Cop killing.
Come on.
We would advertise that? Say, well, we don't mean it. You liars. If you don't mean it, why say it? And we're not talking culture. We're talking sin. Don't you try to turn it into a race issue. It is a sin issue. You've heard me mention rock and roll and country and rap. Hey, and I'm telling you, we're in trouble. If preachers don't start preaching it again, you know, preachers used to preach things like this. What are they doing out there? Scared to death. They let it come into their Christian schools. They let it come into their churches. Their own kids are listening to it. They're afraid to get up and throw a fit about it. One who sings a song of fools will be wild and destructive. Number two for the night. One who sings a song of fools are mainly interested in themselves. The Bible says in Proverbs 14:3, in the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. What wise people say will preserve them, help them to live longer. But the Bible says that pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Rock and rollers, hey, you take this creep, this country guy earlier that sang about whiskey girl, and then turned around and said, "If I were Jesus," don't you think that's a little arrogant for somebody to do? Don't you think somebody's got an awful lot of pride there to think that he can call himself, he can call the name of Jesus Christ after singing about a whiskey girl? I've got a problem with that. And if you're a good Christian, you would have a problem with it too. You would want to rise up and say, let's do something about this. Well, we're not going to do anything about what's going on in America until you do something about what's going on your radio. And quit making excuses. You know, there are people that did not come back tonight, Brother Smith, because they knew what I was going to preach on. I made it very public and very clear. They did not come back. They knew what I would preach on. And if they rejected the truth, what does that make them? Either going to accept it or reject it. But when you learn the truth tonight, you're not simple anymore. You don't say, well, I didn't know the Bible taught that. You do now. You do now. One who sings a song of fools are mainly interested in themselves. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride. They sell their posters, which are filthy. I've got one picture in here I can't even show you. It's got a naked person on the front of it. Totally naked. No clothes. Well, that's art. Well, get a paintbrush and cover up a little bit of that art. It's art. They want to be sex symbols. They don't care about you, just so you know. They don't care about you. Your well-being has nothing to do with what they're doing. Their well-being has something to do with what they're doing. Arrogance. The misuse of God's music. They want to be famous. They want to be sex symbols. Hey, you tell me. When some gal gets up there and she sings her sleazy songs about sleeping with people and lust and the persuasion of men, when some little 13-year-old girl listens to that kind of music and goes out and gets pregnant, you tell me something. Will Celine Dion show up when that 13-year-old girl's body is ripped in half while she's giving birth to a baby? Will Celine be there because she cares about you, right? Will she be there when you rear that baby by yourself? Because whatever kind of man got a 13-year-old girl pregnant ain't much of a man. He won't be around to pay the tab. He won't be around to be a daddy. All he could do was get a little tingle and father a child. But he's not really a real dad. Is Celine Dion going to be there? Is she going to hold your hand, sweetie? She doesn't care about you. She's your enemy. She's a fool, and she's produced music. She's rotting your head. She's rotting your brain out. How about the Dixie Chicks? Well, I like looking at those. There's part of your problem. You won't get rid of some of this trash because of your lust. You like looking at half-naked women, and any man that don't's got something wrong with him, but if he had any Christian sense, he would not do what his body says to do. He would do what God says to do. Oh, let's see. The Dixie Chicks. Here's a song called, by the way, the unpatriotic Dixie Chicks, who only made a change because it was hurting their wallet.
Yes, sir.
Here's a song called Sin Wagon. You listen to them. Making mock of sin. And you do. There are people in here. You listen to this trash and call yourself a good Christian. You're lying to yourself. Here's a song. Let's see. If I can find another one here. Boy, I tell you what, they just, to be honest, I just don't want to look at it. It's filthy. It is filthy. The cover's filthy. I can't stand to look at it.
Yes, sir.
You see, one who sings the song of fools, the Bible says they'll be wild and destructive. The Bible says they're mainly interested in themselves. They don't care about you. One who sings the song of fools make a sport of sin. Proverbs 10:23 says, it is as a sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man in understanding hath wisdom. So Madonna, who has lesbian partners and turning it into an entertainment in the world, she's got a problem, doesn't she? Here's a group. It's called Poison. I said to Mrs. Owens, Mrs. Owens, jot something down in my preaching notes for me. Jot down, I want to use the cover of that Poison CD with the picture of the women on the front of it. In a moment, my wife was going, those aren't women. They're men. She said, they're men. She threw it down. She said, no, they're men. Those are pictures of men, honey. Have you noticed? You just about can't tell the difference anymore. The men are trying to look like women and the women are trying to look like men, and it's a part of the unisex movement trying to tear down the barriers between men and women, and you're supposed to be different. Boy, I looked at this. Poison. A group called Poison. Some of you listen to this. Poison. I've got to do it. I've got to get out with the glasses here. You know, I wonder why they would print this stuff so little. I don't mean just for us old guys. I don't think they want parents to be able to read it. Here's one called Play Dirty. Is that what you teach your kids? Here's one called Dirty Talk to Me. You check your 1-900 numbers that your kids are calling? Well, you men when you're out on the road? Here's one called Want Some, Need Some. They're probably not talking about candy bars. Here's another called Bad Boy. Well, that's what we want to promote to our kids. Being bad boys. You say, you are ridiculous. You are lost. You are lost in worldliness. You might not be lost and on your way to hell, but if you don't agree with what I'm telling you tonight, you are very lost about the Bible and the purity of God and the purity of music. Very lost. Capturing someone's virginity has become a competition. Here's another AC/DC. Listen to some of these song titles. Hell's Bells. That's smart. What do you do for money, honey? What do you do for money, honey? They're promoting prostitution. You know, you can't tell me good Christians listen to that. Let me put my love into you. Have a drink on me. What trash.
Right.
Conquering authority is promoted in the bad music. Here's one called Stone Temple Pilots. I guess that's the name of it. Stone Temple Pilots. Listen to some of these songs. Sex Type Thing. The Wicked Garden. Here's a sin. Here's a song title. Sin. Listen to this one. Naked Sunday. And creep. I wish I had time. I don't. Because I really don't need all that trash to prove my point. I can just give you the Bible. And the Bible teaches very clearly that one who sings a song of fools will make sport of sin, whether it's rock, Christian rock, rap, country, and they're all full of the trash. One who sings a song of fools translate good into bad. The Bible says, Proverbs 26:7, the legs of the lame are not equal. So is a parable in the mouth of fools. Next week, that's where we'll start. I'll show you how fools take the music God created and do with it what they choose. They twist it. They make it into a mockery. They take the word love and turn it into something it's not supposed to be. They take the word hot and turn it into something totally different than what God created it to be.
Yes, sir.
I wish I had time. And the Bible says, you're better to hear the rebuke of a wise man than to hear the song of fools. What kind of music? You letting go on in your house? What kind of music you listening to? I said it last week, I'll say it again. There's a rule in the handbook that was handed to me by that man right there that the students of our school are not allowed to listen to rock and roll music. And if you parents signed a paper telling me your kids would not listen to that music and you allow it in your home, you lied to me when you signed the paper. And I tell you what some of the kids said. It's what my mom and dad listened to.
Yes, sir.
You must think the Christian school's a joke. Sorry. It's not. It's a Christian school, not a school for old fools. You young people, you signed and said you would obey by the rules. It's time for some of you to get right with God. Let me tell you why some of you are so far away from God. Let me tell you why you don't like me. I will prick your rebelliousness, and I'm not afraid to do it. There are people, you ought to leave during the invitation, go out to your car and get some trash out of your car, bring it in here, put it on the altar and say, I'm changing. I'm getting away from the devil music. We've got to stop. If you're here tonight and you say, Brother Owens, I've never heard anything like this before, then you're simple. You didn't know. Now you know. You only have one choice. You will either obey the truth and become wise, or reject the truth and become foolish. There are a bunch of you, you know better. You know better, which means you have been acting like a fool. And yet there are people all over this building that are wise. Had a man that gave up his bad music and became wise. I remember when I gave up my bad music. God help me. I'm so sorry for the years that I listened to it. I didn't know. I'd never been taught. The day I got taught, I made some changes. What will you do? Wise? You could be. Fool? Yes. Simple? No. You can't be now. Can't be. Your excuse is gone. You can no longer say, well, nobody proved that to me. Hang in there. I'll even prove it so thoroughly you'll get tired of me proving it here in a week or two. Let's take a thermometer, stick it in your mouth. It's a spiritual thermometer. And we'll see where you end up on the charts by the music that you listen to. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes, every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're not saved, my recommendation is that you get born again tonight. And if you say, Brother Owens, I don't understand a thing. That didn't make any sense to me. Well, let me tell you something. If you're not saved, I didn't expect you to understand it because you don't have the Holy Spirit of God living in you. Once you get the Holy Spirit of God living in you, then God will help you to understand. So if you're not saved, then I didn't expect you to understand it. You don't need to give up your music. You need to get saved. Then you can give up your music. Salvation is most important to you. If you're already saved, you need to do what's right in regard to your music. I've never seen a revival in a church last any time at all if the people did not change and listen to the right kind of music, because music is so highly important to God.